Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot, and I'm very, very pleased to be joined by the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority's Brandon Holden. Brandon, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you here. And we're talking about something that we have mentioned on the air several times this year and in years past. This has to do with revitalizing and protecting shorelines, doesn't it? It's a special project that's underway.
Yeah, that's right. It's kind of an important focus for the Conservation Authority as a whole. So we're happy to be able to have a program for residents of the watershed.
Fantastic. So let's talk a little bit about, first off, the purpose of this project.
Yeah, so the Shoreline Naturalization Program is aimed at helping waterfront property owners to renaturalize their shorelines. And that's the main focus, and important for a lot of reasons. Helps with erosion, helps with improving wildlife habitat, improving water quality. So something we care about a lot.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned that it's for people who live within the watershed. So tell us what type of people you're hoping are going to get involved. And I guess it's an application process.
Yeah, definitely. And so anyone who owns waterfront property is eligible for the program. And essentially all they would need to do to initiate the process is to reach out to RVCA, and we'll schedule a site visit, send program staff out to the property, and kind of begin that process with the landowner.
So tell us more about the process then. If someone is accepted and they go through with this, what happens then after that initial site visit?
Yeah, so during the site visit, we take a lot of things into consideration. So we'll have a staff member of the program come out, take a look at the property, assess the concerns, speak with the landowner to see kind of how they use the property and what they'd like to see happen. And then from there, come up with a customized planting plan, making recommendations around the types of plants we think would do well on the property, how many, that sort of thing. We'll provide that plan as well as a cost breakdown for the plan to the landowner. And then from there, if they're happy, we can move forward. Usually this planting part takes place during the summer and the fall. And then the following spring, we would come back to the property and either deliver the plants to the landowner and they can plant the plants, or we would deliver the plants to the landowner and then do all the planting for them.
And it sounds like it's like one-stop shopping. What kind of cost are the homeowners looking at?
Yeah, so it ranges a little bit. The program is able to provide a 75% discount on all plants and services for anyone who's eligible. So that is any waterfront property owners. And so costs I've seen kind of ranged between $100 and $300. And again, depends on size of the property, the types of plants. But that would include kind of the initial free site assessment, as well as the planting plan, delivery of the plants, and planting as well.
All right. So it's again, it's sort of like it's a joint effort. Like, you get to come out and work with the homeowners. It's really an education too, isn't it?
Oh, for sure. And staff are fairly experienced and knowledgeable, and always happy to, you know, address any questions or concerns that people have, whether it be with the types of plants, with what's happening on their shoreline, with wildlife that they see, kind of recommendations for, yeah, dealing with any sort of problems along the waterfront.
Was there something that happened? Was there a lot of shoreline that perhaps degraded over the years and perhaps wasn't being, I don't know if taken care of is the word, but maybe encouraged would be a better word, over the years? And this is sort of why you want to step in?
Yeah, as we just see more and more development kind of along our lakes and rivers, naturally that leads to plants being removed in favor of more manicured lawns and housing lots. And so what was once a naturalized area, lots of trees and shrubs, becomes this monoculture yard, which is fine, but definitely has some impacts on the health of any lake and river that happens to be there and the watershed as a whole. And so, the overall purpose of the program is to try to address some of those negative impacts from, development over the years.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you really want to leave our listeners with? Maybe before we get to that, you could just tell us a little bit about how people would start the process if they're interested.
Yeah, so to start the process, super easy. Just send me an email. And so you can find the Shoreline Naturalization Program contact information on our website, rvca.ca. You can just send an email to the general info line, or you could go to our Shoreline Naturalization Program webpage. And through there's an option to send an inquiry. From there, we'll just reach out to you and get the process started with scheduling a date that you're available for.
Maybe in closing here, you could just speak to our listeners who, and we know we have a bunch who have got waterfront properties. Maybe just give them some encouraging words as to why they should do this or things that they should look for on their property that may point them in the direction of this particular program.
Yeah, so if you have a waterfront property and are experiencing erosion, you want to improve the area for wildlife, you're noticing a lot of maybe nuisance geese, that's a common one. Or you just want to beautify the area, you want to have less yard to cut. All good reasons to naturalize the area.
Excellent.
I'm
Well, I
sorry, I
will.
think I missed the second part of that question.
Oh, that's okay. It was just encouraging our listeners who do have that property to make the call. And I think you just did that.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you very much, Brandon, for taking the time to speak with us. Is there anything that you want that we maybe didn't talk about that you'd like our listeners to know?
Ooh, good question. Yeah, just to, always feel comfortable and free to reach out to us, even if you are not 100% sure whether the program is a good fit for you. Any advice or site visits are always free. There's no cost or any obligations associated with having a staff member come out to the property. And so we're always more than happy to help however we can, even if that doesn't lead to you wanting to take part in the program.
All right. Well, Brandon, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today. All the best, sir.
Yeah, thank you very much. My pleasure.
We've been speaking with Brandon Holden from the Rideau Valley Conservation Authority about their shoreline revitalization program, naturalization program that is now underway. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Bob Perreault. Have a wonderful afternoon.